session number 19063, Reel 3.
Peter, here's the last Reel 3. You told me earlier that the voyage back from Burma was eventful.
It was in Tibet, because we went round and came up to Bombay, and there was rioting going on in Bombay. The Indian Navy had mutinied, and they were firing at each other in the harbour. And if I remember rightly, we got off the ship. I'm not quite sure about that now. I wouldn't like to swear to that. But I'm nearly sure we got off the ship and got armed again. And we went down to Calabar where it was, you know. But I honestly cannot remember if this happened, really. But I'm nearly sure we got pulled off the ship to go. Anyway, we came off this. It all went off all right. Nobody got hurt or anything. And we came back on the ship. And we set off again, and there were three ships, the Monica Bermuda, the Queen of Bermuda, and the Reina del Pacifico. And we were on the Reina del Pacifico. And we set off, and it was like a contest to get back, who got back home first, you know. And we all pulled into Liverpool, and we were the last one in, of course, as usual. And the Monica went in first, and then the next day the Queen went in. And the third day we went in, and it pulled into Prince's Dock, and there's a big landing stage there and a big balcony for the people to wave to, you know, what they call it, spectator thing, I suppose. Anyway, my grandma was there, and my mother, and my auntie. And next to them was these two girls who were sisters of this mate of mine, a fella called Maddox, Titch Maddox, come from Bolton. He was a sergeant. And we were waving at them, you see. And then I suddenly realised my mother was, and my grandma was stood next to me, you see. So they're arguing with these two girls, my parents, and, you know, my grandma, and my mum-in-law, arguing about who was waving to who, you see. So anyway, I said, will you take me, Grandma, because we've been told we weren't going on. We're going to Dalton Inverness up other side of Barrow Inverness, to the transit camp there, you know. And it was about 5 or 10,000 of us all together, with the three ships. And we were all going up there. Anyway, cut long story short, I said to me, take me Grandma home, you know. And, well, as soon as I know what I'm doing, I'll get in touch and we'll be coming home. So anyway, we got off the ship, and we'd worked in a butcher's shop, and we got lumps of meat and big packs of butter and bananas and oranges and everything you could think of in these kit bags, you know, off the ship, you know, off the crew. And I was going to take it all home, you see. Oh, tins of pineapple, we had and all that, you know, things you'd never even heard of over here during the war, you know. And anyway, we marched across the Lime Street station. And we got on the civilian train and had to give the meat and the butter and all that to Titchy's sisters because they were going straight home to Bolton, you see. So we give them the meat and stuff and all that. They're all the stuff that wouldn't last, you know. And I got on with a load of bananas and oranges and that on this train. And kids are running up and down the aisle, you know, the thing. So I give them these bananas. By the time we got to Dalton, I'd got a bloody banana and an orange left. I had about 4 tins of pineapples left in the bottom of the kit bag. That was all there was that had left out of all the loot bringing home, you know. And oh, then at night when we were on the ships outside, the word come round the customs were going to be really, really strict, you know. And they were chucking everything over the side, all sorts of gear, you know, going splash, splash all night, you know. Oh, yeah.
So how do you feel now about having served in the 9th Borders in the 2nd?
I was very proud to have served in the 9th Border Regiment. And if I could go through the same thing again and come out and say, I'll go back again tomorrow. The comradeship is unbelievable. It really... You can't appreciate it if you're a civilian because you don't get involved in it. But it's the pride in your regiment. I mean, you are the best, you know, every time. No matter what else, you are the best. And, you know, I mean, even though we were only a territorial battalion, really, because, they sort of formed it at the war. The first battalion was at Arnhem, which was, you know, good for us, like. And the second battalion was in Burma with us. And, anyway, you know, as I said to you before, the company is your life. It's your home and it's your life. And everything in that company revolves, and you're very proud of that company. You're more proud of the company than you are of the battalion, really. Because that's your own little clique, if you might say. And I really, really did. I couldn't fault it, the comradeship and that, you know. And losing your mates is like losing your family, you know. We lost 2 or 3 lads out the section, more, I should think, over a period of time, but the originals of us, you know, there was, I mean, I was an original, really, because we hadn't started fighting until I joined them, you know, so I went through the lot with them, you know, both campaigns, and you know.
How did you get on with the Gurkhas?
Oh, they're unbelievable. You can't say a wrong word about the Gurkhas. They're absolutely fantastic. They're the finest, friendliest, greatest soldiers you could ever wish to serve with. They really are. They're unbelievable. They're so cheerful, no matter what happens to them. They're always cheerful. And they give you anything they've got, you know. We used to swap over our rum ration for the chapatis and curries and that, you know. Because we're very close, you see. We always sort of mingled it anyway, you know. We're all sort of mingling together, you know. And, you know, if we man positions, it'd be us in one pit and the Gurks in the next sort of thing, you know. And that sort of carry on, you know. And, we were very close to the 2nd, 5th Royal Gurkha Rifles. They were, like, in our brigade, you know. And what was it on? First, third, I think. First, third and the 2nd, 5th was in our brigade. I have it written down somewhere because I remember writing it down just after the war. There was 5 battalions of Gurkhas and us. And then for the 2nd campaign, they added another brigade on, which was, I think, the East Yorks, the Frontier Force, and I believe the West Yorks. I can't remember the West Yorks. I remember them being there, but I can't remember they were in our brigade. But I know the East Yorks were, and the Punjabi, the, what they call them, Baluchis, what they call them, the Frontier Force. Frontier Force Rifles, yeah. They were with us, yeah. They were brilliant soldiers, not the Frontier Force. So they were all like Punjabi Sikhs, you know. They're very warrior race, you know. They're great soldiers. You know, you didn't feel as if you was fighting with foreigners, if you know what I mean. You was fighting with your army, because you were in your army, you know. One of the funny things about it is the Gurkhas were the only ones that were allowed to use our toilets. Or you'd come into our messes and eat with us or anything like that. You know, none of the Indian troops were allowed. Only the Gurkha regiments were allowed to use the British facilities, you know. And the Indians had their own. They had Indian other ranks, you know. And then the Gurkhas had their own amongst their own people. But when they come to us, they could always do what we did, you know. They were always allowed facilities that we had, you know. And it was one of the funny things about the war, I suppose. Because it all changed after the war.